Into the lane and chucks up something at last second, seeing contact coming. And the foul will go against Tommy Morneau, his first, and Bad Axe's second. Lamont Morrison goes to the free throw line for two more shots. He's 1 for 2 tonight.
This is how you get back in a ball game, though. Drive, you never can tell what good things can happen from it.
And no legs, and that one hits the front of the iron, no good. Score remains Bad Axe 17, Vassar 12, 6:43 in the third. That's right, third quarter, 17-12.
Almost seems like an insurmountable lead, doesn't it?
Feels like a peewee basketball game. And Morrison short on the second one as well. Score remains by 5.
Clark Brady on the rebound. Hands it over to Tommy Morneau. Morneau over to John Messing.
And back to Morneau, right wing. A little bit of a slight trap coming against Messing. John Messing down to the corner, Clark Brady. Give and go to Andrew Sutton, goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots. Vassar's first team foul this second half. And the foul goes against Lamont Morrison, his second. Andrew Sutton at the free throw line, shooting two. He has 2 points in the night, has not attempted a free throw.
But that one's good.
Back out to a 6-point lead, 18-12. At this rate, final score will be 22-21. Maybe I should say 4-15. And he makes both of them.
No, I put myself on the line on this one. They have to at least win by 11.
19-12 is the score right now with 6:18 left in the third quarter. As they feed it right down to the left block, Yona Keller can't get his shot to go. Rebounded by John Messing. And here come the Hatchets.
Hatches just can't push that ball up, though. They can't get the Vassar Vulcans tired.
And Mason Krug can't hang on to it at the free throw line. Here come the Vulcans. That's the fifth turnover for the Hatchets on the night. That matches Vassar. Only difference is Bad Axe has 2 turnovers in this third quarter. Lamont Morrison to Yona Keller, left wing, down to the left block to Humpert, back out to Keller, calling for a screen. Dose dives into the lane, out to Lamont Morrison in the right corner for 3, short, and rebound John Messing.
This is the first time that the Hatchets are trying to run.
Clark Brady for the long two in the corner, and he nails it. Clark Brady with a smooth-looking jump shot twice tonight, and both are good.
That was a big hoop.
21-12, largest lead for Bad Axe on the night. 5:19 left in the third quarter. At the elbow, right elbow, is Amon over to the right wing, back on top of the key. And it's a 3 from Keller, and it's good. Cuts the deficit back to 6, 21-15, Bad Axe leading.
That's five. Keller's first score.
5 minutes remain in the third quarter. John Messing down to the right corner to Brady. He can't hang on to it, and Yona Keller brings it in. Third turnover for Vassar, or excuse me, for Bad Axe in the corner. And Lamont Morrison can't hang on to it, has to save it, but goes up for to steal it away again.
This might be a foul.
And it's a foul against Lamont Morrison.
Yep.
That's his third, team second in the half for Vassar. 4:41 left in the third, 21-15. Bad Axe with the ball, right to left across your radio. Morneau across half court, coming into that slight trap defense, extended from Vassar, about 25 feet from the hoop. To the right wing to Morneau. Down to Sutton in the right block, and he is fouled hard. And this may be the 4th foul against Lamont Morrison. Indeed it is. Morrison just picked up 2 quick fouls, and he has 4 fouls in this ball game, and we still have 12 minutes and 26 seconds remaining.
Conventional wisdom says if you're going to do anything, save him with 3, but play him with 4. So expect coach to go ahead and get him back out there. In fact, he hasn't left.
And first free throw is no good from Sutton, and Morrison sits down. He's replaced by Chandler Poplinski, a 6'2 senior. Vassar, a very tall squad, with the exception of Yona Keller and Robbie Atwood. Everyone else is above 6 feet. Second free throw, no good, and Sutton goes 0-for-2 on that trip. Rebound, Vassar. Here comes the Vulcans. Right wing, Keller, trying to feed into Humpert. Good coverage from Sutton. Left wing to Amon. Nothing there. Gives it back to Humpert, 26 feet from the hoop. Dives into the lane. Jump shot inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Morneau. Here come the Hatchets.
Excellent defense with Drew Sutton.
Left wing to John Messing into the corner, Mason Krug. Back out to John Messing, left wing. Pulls up for three, no, rebound, long rebound into John Messing's own hands. Left elbow, tries to feed down to Clark Brady, except he's not that tall. And the fourth turnover of the quarter for the Hatchets, seventh of the night, gives Vassar the ball back, trailing by 6 points. How much they led by at halftime with 3:43 left in the third. Only difference now, Lamont Morrison on the bench for quite some time with four fouls. Right wing, Fabro, now at the top of the key, dives into the lane, goes for the shot, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots.
Now, who is the foul on?
Well, it could be really pick your number on this one. It appears it is against Clark Brady. That is his first. Team's third. Both teams with three team fouls in the second half. First free throw from Fabro is good. He's now 1-for-2 on the night from the charity stripe. Fabro on the season shoots 58%, and he makes both of them here. We have a four-point ball game, 21-17. Tommy Morneau in a slight jog up to court to the right wing. Skip pass to the left wing, John Messing.
They have to go inside.
John Messing being pushed all the way out nearly to midcourt against Tyler Humphrey. All 6'7" of them. Picks up his dribble left wing. Good defense from Humphrey. Gives it to Mason Krug. And tipped out of bounds. And they're actually going to say white ball. Bannex retains possession.
Colton Fabro was trying to give a little bit of help there.
And we have a 30-second timeout called by Mark Krug. His third timeout called tonight. We'll stick with you with 3:07 left in the third. Bad X leading by 4, 21-17. John Mooney, what is Mark Krug setting up for his squad?
Well, he's having problems right now attacking that gimmick defense that Vassar is employing. They're getting hung up in the back part of the right in front of the 10-second line. Who has really become a good screen is Humphrey. They just can't see around him. So what he's going to try and do is probably take that ball into the trap a little bit, but send it across and then start feeding the inside and then start driving it down their throat.
Out there on the court for the white-jerseyed Bad Axe Hatchets, Clark Brady inbounding, Time Morneau, John Messing, Mason Krug, and Andrew Sutton. Martin Messing on the bench with three fouls. Tom Morneau takes a three, can't make it, and rebound Chandler Plaplinski.
Again, right now, Vassar is controlling the tempo.
Left wing to Amon, top of the key. Fabro for three, no good, and we have a whistle on the rebound. And it is going to be Bad Axe ball underneath the Vassar hoop. And it will be against number 21, Plaplinski. Chandler Plaplinski. He's in the books officially with one foul, fourth team foul. John Messing sits down, replaced by his younger brother, Martin Messing. 2:49 left in the third.
This gives you another ball handler up on top, so we'll see what happens with Coach Krug's strategy as they attack the Vassar defense.
21-17, Bad Axe by 4. They've led as many as by 9. Clark Brady in the corner for a long 2. No good. Rebound still loose. And it will be Vassar ball out of bounds.
Well, this is too much. First option, quick hitting offense, one and done. That's not the way to go ahead and control the tempo in a game like this.
2:34 left in the third quarter. Bad Axe leads by 4, 21-17. Very low scoring ball game. Bad Axe came into this ball game averaging right around 60 to 65 points. 60 flat points. Tyler Humphrey left block. Nice post move and wide open for the layup. 2 points for Humphrey. And we have a 2-point ball game, 21-19. 2:10, Morneau pulls up for three. He got it. Time Morneau responds exactly how they need him, and it's back out to a 5-point lead, 24-19, Bad Axe by 5.
This is a huge, huge possession right now for both teams.
Keller dives in from the right side, pulls up off the backboard, no good, rebound Bad Axe, Morneau 1-on-3, and he can't hang on to it, and it's going to be out of bounds. Vassar ball, he can't believe it, nor can this crowd. This will be the fifth turnover for Hatchets in this quarter, eighth of the night, compared to Vassar's 5.
Morneau was bumped by Amon. There was no call. And ball goes out of bounds. Vassar ball.
That's quite surprising to see. Morneau normally doesn't